I'm glad that we have Green's Grocery to sponsor. I'm glad for all of our sponsors, but especially this particular segment, because we're talking about something that is Green's Grocery, and it always has been, and that is a small business, but it has been here for decades. And we're talking about Small Business Saturday. Martha, we have with us this morning Brittany Johnson, who's with the Atlanta Small Business Support Squad. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning to you, too.
Let me just ask you, I'm not familiar with the Small Business Support Squad, so what's that about?
So we are actually with the national franchise, Our Tone America. We've been around for 45 years, and we decided a few years ago to start the Small Business Support Squad in support of Small Business Saturday, because what we do at Our Tone America is we partner with local businesses across the U.S., and we help them welcome new movers into the community. And so it's a really, you know, hometown feel. We like to partner with one dry cleaners, one hair place, one pizza place, just for example, to name a few. And so that's why we started the Small Business Support Squad, because really, with Our Tone America, every day is Small Business Saturday. So we thought, you know what, as an extension of our company, let's support Small Business Saturday and start Small Business Support Squad.
Well, you know, things run in cycles, and obviously, you know, we're coming out of kind of a bigger is better cycle. And there are certainly a lot of big companies out there, and they're important companies, no doubt about that. But what I'm seeing, and I want to know if you're seeing the same thing, is there's a lot of folks out there that are going out on their own. They're starting their own businesses. They have their own ideas. And you know, I think it's pretty exciting because it's bringing a lot of choice to the marketplace.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
When we talk about folks starting and growth, where are we here in the South as far as that's concerned?
Well, Atlanta is actually one of the markets that's up and coming. Of course, we know it's pretty large already, but it's growing. There's a ton of small businesses being started, and that's actually why we chose Atlanta to be one of the markets that we focus on with Small Business Support Squad, and it's Our Tone America in general. Our local franchisee has actually been there in the Atlanta market for 18 years. It's one of our longest running franchisees. So he's been around, he's been supporting small businesses in that market for 18 years, and he has not seen it slowing down whatsoever. He's actually seen an uptick. So it's great to see these small businesses flourishing, and not only the big box stores doing so well.
And so how do you support the small businesses?
Okay, so we partner with the small businesses, and they're part of our welcoming package. So when new movers move into the area, we send out a warm housewarming gift. So it's not like a normal mailer that you get weekly or monthly even. You get it one time when you first move in. And so we're supporting those small businesses because by being a part of our package, we're bringing them more customers, and we're bringing them customers faster. Right when they move into the homes in the Atlanta market, they're getting that welcome to the neighborhood. You know, here's one free pizza or one free dry cleaning. And it brings them into the stores and then keeps them as loyal customers. The program is also trackable, too, actually. So we can tell you from our data that it's working and bringing in some sales to the small businesses.
Well, and more small businesses opening up, as Martha points out. But also, according to Site Selection Magazine, Georgia is ranked as the top business climate for four consecutive years. So we seem to be a good incubator for small businesses here.
Yep, exactly.
Well, we appreciate you spending time with us, and we encourage folks, if they want to find out more about what's going on with Small Business Saturday, I think, number one, just go out and support a small business like Green's Grocery we came into the segment with. I'll tell you, they've got the best meats in town. I go there all the time. I get my coal for my green egg there. And that's one way to do it, but is there a way we can find out a little more information maybe if we want to get involved, or if there's small business owners who want to find out more about what you do?
Yeah, if you want to find out more about what we do, or if you own a small business or yourself and you want to partner with us, whether it's in the Atlanta market or anywhere throughout the U.S., if you know of a small business that maybe needs some help and could use some more traffic coming through their doors, visit our website. It's www.ourtownamerica.com, or you can call our local franchisee, Chris Beer. His phone number is 770-655-2116.
Well, Brittany Johnson, thanks for being with us today. We appreciate it and looking forward to some good news coming out of sales figures on Small Business Saturday.
Yeah, me too. Thank you guys so much.
Have a great one. Have a good Thanksgiving. We're at 7:48 at WDU. And I'll tell you, Martha, I shop the box stores and I shop the small businesses. And, you know, we all do. We all kind of fall into that category. But I love going into one of my favorite places to go into is a Red Shoe House. When I need work done, they know what they're doing. They'll get it turned around. and they're just great folks to hang out with. I love going in there. Green's Grocery is the same place. I can remember as a little kid, 4, 5, 6 years old, going into Green Grocery with my parents. So I like going both ways, depending on what the customer service is like.
Have you noticed, even in the big stores, okay, you're seeing this kind of return to the old way of doing things?
So you mean actually paying attention to the customer?
Yes.
I haven't seen that quite yet in my big box store. I'm hoping to see it soon. But.
And delivering groceries. Have you noticed Kroger's got this thing where you can, they don't deliver them, but you order them ahead of time and you go pick them up.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
kind of going back to the old way of doing things.
Well, you know, it's interesting, and I'm just singling this out because I know this business, but back in the day, I can remember my mother talking about this, with Green's Grocery, you could order your groceries and they would deliver them, and in some cases, they just come in and put them in the pantry. If you weren't home, you leave the door unlocked. They just put them in your pantry. Saul's, you know, you could call down to Saul's, hey, you know, try on 2 or 3 dresses, take them home. She could decide what she wants, send back what she didn't want, and pay for what she got. You know?
And I think that there is a cycle here. I gave a speech recently to a group of students, and they were talking about how they were too connected to their phones. These were 18 and 19 years
finally
old.
Finally realizing that, are
yeah,
we?
Yeah, and yes. that they wanted to have more interaction. Not to say Snapchat and all that stuff's going to go away.
No, no.
But I think that people are realizing that, you know, you need the human contact. Yeah. And that's kind of bringing it back down. That's what the small business does. You know somebody. You go in. They know you. They take care of you. Your local dry cleaner. You're the guy you order pizza from on a Friday night. Whatever it is, it's that sort of relationship.
And sometimes you'll find things that you won't find anywhere else, which I also like about small
businesses.
That's
right. Absolutely.
Really cool.